This is a story. These are from sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, canto 6. This is the story of the birth of Daksha Prajapati and the Hamsa Guya prayers, and then Vishnu Sakshat Darshan. When the 10 Prachetas came out of the water, they saw the earth's surface was covered by trees. They became angry. They wanted to burn all these trees so that people could do agriculture and set up their houses and villages. So due to their great advance in Tapabal, they produced wind and fire from their mouth. The lord of the forest and all kinds of vegetation, Soma Dev, he pacified them. And he said to them, he said, listen, you know, I'm in, all the vegetation is getting, trees are getting burned. Listen, Bhagya Jeeves, fortunate souls, don't destroy these trees. You should be a protector of all the Jana and Praja, which includes the trees. Lord Krishna has created these vegetables and trees as the foodstuffs for other living entities. O 10 Prachetas, your father, King Prachina Bhadi, and the Supreme Lord Krishna has actually ordered you to generate population. So how can you burn all these trees and herbs to ashes? They are necessary for the maintenance of your subject and descendants. As parents maintain their children, eyelids protect the eye, husband cares for the wife, householder feeds beggars, the learned guide the ignorant. So the king is the protector of all the subjects, all those who take birth, praja. All those, he's the progenitor. Everyone, whether they be tree, or flea, or dog, or cat, or mouse, or human, they are all equally considered praja, and therefore all entitled to equal and full protection by the king of that land. You should satisfy the Lord by cultivating this Divya Drishti to see the Lord in the hearts of every living entity. Stop killing these innocent living entities that have appeared in the bodies of trees. Spare the trees, O sages. Listen, I have this goddess of the fortune, a very beautiful girl. She was raised by the trees. She's a daughter of the trees, Marisha. You take her as your wife. From the womb of this Marisha, all her 10 sons, the Prachetas, their combined shakti, virility, produced Daksha Prajapati. From his mind, Daksha created demigods, demons, humans, birds, beasts, aquatics, and other living entities. Not satisfied with his production, Daksha performed severe austerities in the Vindhya mountain range. And part of his austerities was to offer Vishnu Stuti regularly. So he offered a selected prayer from the Shastras called the Hamsa Guya. King Daksha, or let's say Daksha Prajapati, prayed to Lord Vishnu as follows. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are totally transcendental to Maya and all the illusions. You are the supreme willful person, control everyone and all the material nature. No one can even understand you, although you reside as a super soul within everyone, directing our senses. However, when one purifies his consciousness from Maya, then he develops a proper understanding. In that state of transcendental trance, the Lord is revealed. As Brahmins, Netch can bring out fire from wood just by chanting mantras. Those that are advanced in consciousness of Krishna can find the Paramatma within their hearts, Chaitanya Guru. When will that Chaitanya Guru be satisfied with me? Krishna is the ultimate source of everything, the cause of all causes. He's the one that's propagating the various philosophies, and he causes people to forget their Atman and chase after Maya. He creates the illusion which philosophers continually argue about without reaching a conclusion. The Supreme Lord, however, is very affectionate to his devotees, Bhaktivatsalya. So being pleased with the Hansagriha prayers of Daksha, Vishnu appear there with all his beauty and surrounded by so many great devotees, Narada and Indra. When Daksha took his first darshan of the beautifully effulgent form of Lord Vishnu, he became afraid. Then he offered dandavats, and his eyes became filled with so much pleasure due to Saksha Darshan, Lord Vishnu. He was feeling overwhelmed in such ecstasy, he was speechless, just remained in dandavats, lying on the ground at the feet of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, feeling affection towards him and merciful, said, "O son of the Prachetas, Daksha, you have so much faith, so you've attained the spiritual bliss. And your austerities and bhakti, you have made your life successful. It's actually my personal desire that everyone in this material world become happy like you, and as you performed austerities for the welfare of the universe, I'm pleased. O Daksha Prajapati, I want you to accept a girl named Ashikni, and to increase the population of the universe, and through them they will also help you expand." Vishnu immediately disappeared after addressing Daksha. He didn't wait around. Daksha took the Lord's order to heart, and he begot 10,000 sons, and they're called the Haryashvas. Next we'll hear about them. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Veda Vyas ki jai.